happened and the need for this particular legislation. As you may know, the counties are responsible for indigent care, and there's quite a few statutes that deal with the way that's administered. You as a legislature have also extended a privilege to hospitals, which is unlike the privilege that is given to any other creditor or any other medical provider, and that is that a hospital has the opportunity to file a claim against the county in the event that the person whom they're treating is in fact an indigent. And I'm not going to get into the definition of an indigent. That's not really an issue here. The facts in this particular case in Potter County were this: the individual that was the subject of the health care that was provided was a minor. He was the son of a person who had apparently recently been released from the military. That person was injured in a accident involving a product. The county, or the hospital in this case, did file, as required under the statute, a notice to the county that this individual had been admitted and was receiving care. And that's the first step that has to be done by a hospital in order to perfect their claim with the county, is that within 15 days of the admission of a person to the hospital, they have to notify the county that the individual is there and that this person may be an indigent and there may be a claim coming down the road. You as a legislature have placed a limit on the time period within which that claim can be filed. It's 1 year. So 1 year following the release of that individual from the hospital, assuming that they've filed their application initially or their notice, the hospital has a right, assuming that person's indigent, there's no other way to collect the money, to come in within that 1 year period and file a claim, and the county has to pay it. I mean, it's just simply pretty simple, straight up and down stuff. In this particular case, because of these other issues that were pending, whether there was insurance provided under CHAMPUS, which is a government insurance program, there was some possibility that there was insurance under Medicaid. There was also this claim against this defective product. For some reason, the one-year statute ran out. The period of time within which the hospital would normally file their claim went by. In fact, it was almost 5 years later, after this individual had been released from the hospital, that some enterprising young attorney on behalf of a hospital here in South Dakota recognized the fact that there was no limit for the individual themselves to file the claim. And that's the limit, or the statute, that we're dealing with here. And so the idea was that this particular event occurred where the hospital, or the attorney involved, went and got an assignment of the actual indigent person's rights, came in and filed the claim, sent their own people up to try the case. The case was resolved in Potter County, and the hospital was paid over $100,000 by the county. Now, the county just felt this was really unfair, because normally they'd have a one-year limit. They would have known about it, as they did when the notice was filed. After the one-year period ran, they assumed that there was no possibility that anybody would ever come in and recover this. And so, of course, they never budgeted for that amount of money or made any particular effort to be concerned about it. And I'm not in any way suggesting that what the hospital did in this case was wrong. It was totally legal. But I think it was what we would call a loophole. And because of that, the state's attorney who was involved in that particular case said, well, let's put at least some kind of a limit on the time also that the individual who has the hospital care would also have to come in and file their claim. And hence, the original form of the bill was a one-year statute, which was the same as what it would be for the hospital. The hospitals appeared at the hearing in the House side and had a concern about the time period. As I say, there is unusual, there may be unusual circumstances. There certainly were in this case that delayed proceedings, and you know, we don't want to end up basically putting somebody out totally. So as it was, we reached a compromise over there, and we agreed on the 2 years, and the hospital association, I went along with that, and the bill was amended in that form.
Dietrich?
Here.
Kagan?
Yes.
Kelsey?
Yes.
Reedy?
Yes.
Nitter?
Here.
And the reason we settled on the 2 years, frankly,
this has to be brought before this committee at this time.
SDCL Chapter 2813 provides the definitions and the procedures for handling it. That was extensively amended in 1997. It's worked well, except in 1999, a problem was found with the definition of an indigent person by design. That was corrected by the legislature in Senate Bill 97 that year. Now we found, as Mr. Schroyer says, a loophole dealing with the time for filing, and we believe that that should be closed. It's difficult for counties to budget for indigent health care because it depends on the number of cases and the types of illnesses, but it gets really almost impossible when you have cases coming in from 5 and 10 years past. Also makes it difficult to make the determination after that long a period whether or not the person was indigent at the time the illness occurred. So we believe that it's a good bill. It closes a loophole, and as was mentioned, there was a compromise in the House settling on 2 years. So would ask for your approval.
I'll thank you.
Any questions?
Questions from the committee? If not, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Howard, what would happen, let's say, I'm assuming because the hospital has to file with the county and notice that they potentially do have a medically indigent person that they're giving, providing service to, what would happen if that person within that two-year period came out of indigency? I mean, what would, just for my own edification?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, yes, the hospital has 1 year to file their claim on an indigent person. And I guess at the time that there's a formula that's used to determine whether or not the person is indigent. So I guess at the time the claim was being processed, if the person were determined not to be indigent by the procedure set up for that determination, then he would be responsible for the payment.
Are there further questions from the committee? If not, then are there further proponents of House Bill 1241? Seeing none, are there opponents of House Bill 1241? Opponents of House Bill 1241. Seeing none, we'll close the committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move due pass on House Bill 1241.
Moved Ham. Second McIntyre, due pass on House Bill 1241. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
And so House Bill 1241 goes out with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think that we'd have to have any discussion on the floor about this. I'd move consent.
Move to Ham, consent calendar. And second, Dietrich, if there are no objections, House Bill 1241 will go out on the consent calendar.